4. The Shadow of Heaven. Philippe's last patient of the day was Grandmother Ha, a strong-willed old woman whose flat accommodated 5 different relatives and their children. All too commonplace, sadly. The Annamite community in La Goutte d'Or was a slum among slums, poor and destitute, surviving on scraps outside the house system. Grandmother Ha had caught what looked like a cold, but it was in fact pneumonia. When Philippe listened to the lungs, the noise of her breath was fast and nasty, and she kept shivering and shaking. Normally, there was nothing much that could be done for her. In the days after the Great Houses War, the cataclysm that had devastated Paris, reducing monuments to blackened rubble, turning the Seine dark with the dangerous residues of spells, and leaving booby traps that still hadn't vanished 60 years later, drugs were in short supply, monopolized by the houses for their own. However, Philippe sent, gently, carefully, a burst of He fire into Grandmother Han's lungs, drawing on the swirling He currents outside the flat, the remnants of fiery war spells. He waited until it had gone deep within her, destroying the bacteria on its way. "There, you should eat ginger," he said, rising. Grandmother Ha snorted.
"That's never made much of a difference."
"Give it a try," Philippe said. He'd been careful not to use too much fire. She would be coughing and spitting up blood for a few days before it all went away, leaving her wrung out and weak. As a recovery, it was painful, and just this side of plausible. He hated it. Hated the lies and the evasion and the pretense he had no magic. But he had to. In an environment where magic was the province of the houses, the risks were just too high. He would get swept up again, be imprisoned again by one of the houses, seeking to use him as a weapon. And he would die before he allowed this to happen again. Grandmother Han's daughter was waiting for him at the door. Handed him, in silence, a tied-up cloth filled with white rice, the payment they'd painfully put together.
"Thank you," Philippe said.
"It's not enough."
Her voice was low, angry. Philippe